You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter, with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us. The history in plain sight. Have you ever thought about the name of the street you live on? Maybe it follows a pattern like presidents, trees, famous golf courses, or perhaps just a number like second or fifth. Have you ever wondered how some streets got their name? Who it may be named after? When we take a moment to ask these questions about our community, we begin to see the story of Mankato's history and everyday lives. The history that surrounds us. We've explored this question in previous podcasts. But today, we will explore the area of James Avenue and Stoltzman Road. Let's jump in and be surrounded by history. James Ray Tinkham was somewhat of a dreamer. Tinkham was born in New York in 1821 and began studying medicine when he was 20 years old. He studied for 2 years and for a time manufactured certain medicines, kind of like a pharmacist.
Okay.
At age 35, he arrived in Mankato in 1856, only 4 years after it had been established. He soon formed a partnership with A.F. Hawley and opened a new general merchandise store on Front Street. 4 years later, he opened City Drug, which he ran by himself, which obviously City Drug Store.
Mm-hmm.
And then he opened a second store operated by Jason Wickersham. Does that name sound familiar?
That's a familiar name. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. So you can see that they were in the medical field together in some capacity. Tinkham was also interested in real estate and was fascinated by the large tract of land on the south side of town, heavily wooded, and on the bluff it overlooked the big slough. We know this area today as James Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In 1873, at age 52, Tinkham bought 18 acres in the valley at the end of Byron Street and laid out Tinkham's addition to Mankato with 240 residential lots. So I'm going to say this, it was on the end of Byron Street. So today, to get to James Avenue, we have a different way to get there, but
Byron Street ends up being a dead end.
Exactly.
Why is that?
Well, so Byron Street used to go, the way to get to Tinkhamville was to take Byron.
Tinkhamville. I feel like this is now It's a Wonderful Life.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
It's Potterville and
Bailey's
Park.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Okay, anyway. Sorry.
No, it's okay. That was a good diversion. Byron Street would have gone over the ridge and down into what is now James Avenue.
And that was, why did they shut that road down then? Is it too sharp of an actual road for actual vehicles and horse and buggies? Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
So let's learn a little bit more about the time that Tinkham is setting up this new addition in Mankato. Let's hear what the newspaper had to say about this new addition.
The Mankato Review, August 23rd, 1874, quote, "One of the busiest portions of our city at the present time is Tinkham's addition, located on the old Anton Jacoby farm. The main thoroughfare, James Avenue, has been graded for 3/4 of a mile, and all crossroads have been improved. The addition has been platted exclusively for residences, and lots are roomy, ranging from 1/4 to 1/2 acre each. The price is exceedingly liberal, averaging $400 with liberal terms for payment. At the terminus of James Avenue is a 40-acre plot of timber where Mr. Tinkham generously proposed to donate to the city for a park on the condition that the city improved it by fencing it and constructing roadways through and around it. There is a beautiful ridge running through the entire length, and we know a beautiful ridge, excuse me, not bridge. I was like, there's no bridge down there. Beautiful ridge running through the entire length, and we known of no finer location for that purpose so convenient to the city, which can be obtained as this would be. It is a generous offer and is previously what the city needs, or precisely what the city needs. Apparently, I need to read better.
No, they need to write differently in 1874.
Okay, so it's not all me.
No.
Okay, good.
They basically said that at the end of James Avenue, there was a 40-acre plot of land that he wanted to donate to the city.
Make that a park. Go ahead.
Make that a park. And they said it in a paragraph, and we said it in a couple of words. So,
Well, I didn't even know what I read. You're 100% right then.
No, I think it's fun to hear the language that they would use.
Who uses the word terminus?
Well, they did in 1874. But I think there's something about the writing, and it's so descriptive, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's a little over descriptive. But that's why I wanted to bring that to us today.
We did that for a previous podcast too, and I got to give us credit for, or got to give you credit for that. I liked hearing the headlines from those days. I think it's fun to read that. And we talked a while back about the murder that happened in New Ulm.
Yes.
And how graphic the newspaper was,
right.
Which it would never be that way anymore.
No. No, exactly. Exactly. So let's hop back to Mr. Tinkham.
Okay.
All right. So on the corner of James Avenue and Fairfield Street, he built a beautiful tan brick house on the corner for his family, which now included his wife and himself and a daughter. And this area soon became known as Tinkhamville, which I alluded to a little bit before. Mm-hmm. So this was Tinkham's dream. 240 lots with attractive homes, plus a beautiful city park at the end of James Avenue. However, due to economic conditions and the depression of the 1880s, his lots didn't sell. So he built several small homes along James Avenue to sell or rent, and the city did not accept the land or build a park.
Aww.
So why did Tinkham's addition fall short of his big dreams? People probably felt the area was too secluded. Many people wanted to be near downtown, its stores, opera house, theaters, churches. Most of the things that are developing at this time are in that downtown core. Byron Street, which we talked about a little bit more before, was the only access to this area of town, and it was a narrow street cut into a steep side hill with sharp curves at the top and bottom. Can't imagine trying to navigate that in a horse and buggy, let alone later in car.
Mm-hmm.
Families with children felt Tinkhamville was too far from Mankato schools because Jefferson Elementary School wasn't there until 1961.
Okay.
And also, people with means seemed to prefer to build homes in the Lincoln Park area, which is one of the areas we're really known for. And finally, there was a brewery. The Eibach Brewery was located on James Avenue. This is one of the two homes that ended up being built. And the brewery burned to the ground in 1887 because the fire stations were located downtown. And as we just talked, Byron Street obviously was not a very convenient way to get out to James Avenue. So people were very uneasy about the length of time it took a horse-drawn fire engines to reach that edge of town.
Mm.
So only two homes, as I mentioned, were built in Tinkhamville, Mr. Tinkham's and Joseph Eibach, his mansion, and his brewery. This is quite sad. In Tinkham's bitterness and disappointment that his dream had not come to fruition, he built an 8-foot wrought iron fence around his property and padlocked the gate. He passed away on November 14th, 1908, without ever realizing his dreams for Tinkhamville. And its future now rested with its newest residents.
Hmm.
So here's the next side of the story. So around the 1890s, an influx of immigrants from Lebanon and Syria arrived in Mankato. During the early years of the Ottoman Empire, the countries of Lebanon and Syria were joined together and were called, that area was called Syria by itself. So in Betsy Tacy's books, Maud Hart Lovelace referred to James Avenue as Little Syria and the valley in which Tinkhamville was located as Pleasant Valley. However, in reality, these immigrants were really of Lebanese descent, even though that shared country was called Syria.
Okay.
So the Lebanese immigrants living in Mankato primarily settled on James Avenue and North 4th and 5th Streets, more on the Turtle Lot Park neighborhood.
Okay.
The little houses built by Tinkham appealed to these poor immigrants that were newly coming to our country. Many of the immigrants were peddlers who used large gardens for their produce and then peddled the fresh vegetables to different families. They also, a few of the families went on to operate dry goods stores or grocery stores over time. And one of those that might sound kind of familiar would be the Mochels. Have you ever heard of them?
I have, yeah.
And are you familiar with the grocery store?
I do. I am, yes.
So there you go.
Has it been there in that region, I suppose, for a long time?
Well, Mochels are Lebanese.
Okay.
And so that's that tradition still carried forward.
All right.
So one of the Tinkhamville families, not the Turtle Lot Park neighborhood families, but the Tinkhamville families was Naif Abdo. Have you ever heard the name Abdo?
I have heard that too.
All right.
It's really fun hearing these stories. We've heard of this has happened before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But today there's already been three names for sure that you're like, wait a second, I know that name.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. It's fun to see that those names continued on.
Exactly.
In that community.
Exactly. So Naif came to this country with his brother in 1892 and they first settled in Iowa. He earned money by sweeping out a pool hall and money he saved to buy a horse and buggy so he could peddle his goods, which were vegetables. He heard farmers in Mankato were richer, so he moved here where other immigrants from his country had already settled. Abdo bought a lot at 127 James Avenue, where he built his own house and eventually added a grocery store to the front of the house. He operated the store until his death in 1956, and then it was operated by his wife, Anna, until 1980. So there was a neighborhood grocery store on James Avenue until 1980. Anna was affectionately called Granny in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And Abdo's store and house still stands on the right side of James Avenue. And almost all of the James Avenue lots are filled with houses and apartment buildings. So look at that.
That is interesting.
Mr. Tinkham's dream came true just a little bit later. Other Syrian families that joined the Abdos in Tinkhamville, they were coming so they could be together as show companionship and to also work alongside of each other, raising vegetables and getting jobs in Mankato. Another Lebanese descendant that you might be familiar with, name-wise, Charles Ramey.
Okay.
He emigrated from Lebanon to the United States when he was 15 years old, just before 1900. Charles Ramey opened a general store at 111 James Avenue, and he ran it from 1914 to 1920. And then he moved his store to South Front Street, and then at that point began selling seeds. His new store grew into the large Ramey Feeds and Seed Company, which still operates today.
That's a fun story. I love that. Okay.
All right. So 1950s is kind of when things started to shift a little bit for Tinkhamville or James Avenue. By that time, only four Syrian families were listed in the city directory as living in this area, and the area was changing once again. At this point, the Mankato School District decided to build a new elementary school for the city and in 1958, and they chose a plot of land bordered by James Avenue and Fairfield Street. This was the previous property of the Joseph Eibach Mansion and Brewery. Jefferson Elementary School opened in 1961 to 400 students living in the immediate area. So obviously the part of town had really grown.
Mm-hmm.
People began settling in another area called Southview following the school's opening. And Stoltzman Road was built to connect Pleasant Street with the Southview neighborhood. And Stadium Road was built that branched off of MSU campus. Many homes were built in Tinkhamville as well as several large apartment buildings and a healthcare center that became known as today as Laurel's Edge and Laurel's Peak.
Okay.
So another piece of local entertainment, if I want to call it, that is in this area is Rasmussen Woods. It's located on the old Henry Jacoby farmstead west of James Avenue. And to the north is the Nature Center. To the north of the Nature Center is the beautiful Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which was dedicated on November 11th, 1988. To remember the servicemen of Nicollet and Blue Earth counties who lost their lives in the Vietnam conflict. Stoltzman Road, which I just mentioned, that was a new road. So we talked a while back about Byron and how not so awesome that would have been.
Right.
So they needed a road to get to all of these new houses, to the new schools. So Stoltzman Road was built. So where did it get its name?
I'm guessing from somebody.
It is from somebody.
I'm sorry. I was thinking also, though. So at the time, that would have been Front Street. Stoltzman Road came off of Front Street, which is now Riverfront, right?
Right.
And that would have been their main fairway or whatever still. So that's where it was coming off of. I was just thinking that through, I guess.
Yep. Okay. Location-wise, how it all connects. So Stoltzman Road is named for the first servicemen from the two counties, Blue Earth and Nicollet counties, that was killed during the Vietnam conflict, George Stoltzman. He had once lived with his parents on an unimproved two-lane gravel and dirt service road at 219 James Avenue. George was from a family of 15 children, 10 girls and 5 boys. His father worked for the city of Mankato in the streets department. George didn't finish high school, but instead left to join the Marines. He had to talk his mother into signing for him so he could enlist.
Really quick, going back to the road itself.
Yeah.
So was there no road at all? Mm-mm. And then they built the road. So they didn't build that road until 1950 something?
Actually, they didn't build the road until 65. No, but they wouldn't have.
That's just one of those roads in Mankato. I just feel like it's been there for such a long time. Now, granted, we're at, 80 years now. Mm-hmm. It's been there. But still, it seems like it's such an important part of town that I felt like that would be there. That would have been a main fairway for a long time to get out of town and back up out the hill. And interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was interested when they built that road.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 1965 when I would think it was right around the same time they're doing James Avenue. Here's another way.
Right.
Okay, go on.
No, it's all good. All good. So George didn't finish high school. He instead left for the Marines because this is during the Vietnam conflict. He was home. He ended up leaving he left in 1965, but in the spring of 65, he was actually still in Mankato because if you remember, I think we've talked a little bit about the big flood, Minnesota River flood of 1965. So there was a lot of people who volunteered on the dikes, some of sandbagging and things like that. And so he was helping with that. But when he was in service in the Vietnam conflict, he rose to the rank of corporal. He was sent to Vietnam where he was wounded and received a Purple Heart. He had barely recovered from those wounds when he was ordered to return to active duty. And George was unfortunately killed when he stepped on a landmine on November 29th, 1965. His family had always been proud of his service and the sacrifice he made. And so every time we drive Stoltzman Road, we can remember the sacrifice that was made by a young man who just wanted to serve his country.
And so is that also part of the reason why the Vietnam Memorial is built back on that road as well? I mean, it makes sense, but just wondering.
Yep.
Okay.
All ties together.
All ties together. Absolutely does.
So although James R. Tinkham never saw his dream become a reality in his lifetime, it appears his dream was meant for a different lifetime. And so with that, we say thank you to Mr. Tinkham for his foresight in developing this part of Mankato.
I love the story because I'm thinking of like Byron Street coming down. Mm-hmm. I'm just going back to when he had a street. And it's obviously cut off there. And so all those houses on Byron Street, how awesome they look. And then you'd come down, and the way I picture this in my head, I'm going back to It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
But you come down that little road and how whatever it would be to get down to that Tinkham, his road, James Avenue. And you get down there, and it's going to be a lot of little houses all of a sudden.
Right.
You go
right
from those bigger houses.
Well, but you remember, his house is big. And Ibach's house is big. So we have two mansions and maybe a bunch of little houses.
Right. It's okay. There's two mansions. Yeah. Even then, how do they get all those materials out there and still just have little houses?
Right. Horse and buggy.
I'm sure there is. And I asked this question. Is there photos on the website or anything about the Ibach mansion?
You know, I don't have a lot of information about that particular brewery.
Never heard about that. I was going to say, really heard about that brewery.
No. So, and you have to realize, too, that brewery burnt down in, 1885?
I believe so, yeah.
So, I mean, really, that's really early for photographs. But yeah, that's one of those things that just kind of came and went before it really had a chance.
Right.
So, just kind of an interesting little part of town that I've always personally wondered, why is it called James Avenue?
Exactly.
And it is actually a first name and not a last name. It's Mr. James R. Tinkham. So we hope you enjoyed today's program as we explore the rich history surrounding James Avenue and Stoltzman Road right here in Mankato. All of the information we shared today comes from the archives of the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.